Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu al-Nahi an Ityan al-Kuhani wal-Munajjimina wal-Urrafi wa-Ashab al-Ramli wal-Tawariqi bil-Hasa wa-Bil-Sha'ir. The chapter on the prohibition of going to fortune tellers, astrologers, diviners, geomancers, and those who take omens by casting stones, barleys, etc. In other words, approaching these type of people that work with speculation. They don't have the knowledge of the unseen. The knowledge of the unseen is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person now goes to astrologers, he goes to diviners, a person goes to people that take omens, how, by casting stones, bali, etc. And a lot of this got to do with superstition. A lot of this got to do with also, as we'll see in the hadith, got to do with the lies of the shayateen. And people believe this. And very often it happens that people believe it to such an extent that sometimes even they go to amils, and amil will tell the person that such and such a person did such and such a thing to you. Meanwhile, that person had done nothing. He person didn't even have knowledge of such a thing. But people listen to these things, and now families break up, friendship breaks up, homes break up, enmity comes, and so much of discord comes. And here we see the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that we shouldn't believe and we shouldn't take these things. And a lot of this got to do with the play of the mind. What the person tells, the mind starts playing. And when the mind starts playing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the first mechanism a person has got, one of the mechanisms that a person has got is this defense of the mind. If the mind is weak, then a lot of things now can start attacking a person. A lot of things starts, a person brings it upon himself. When the mind is strong, then a lot of things can be warded away because of a strong mind. Very often it happens when a person goes to these type of people, he listens to what they say, and automatically now his mind is weakened by what he said, and the defense mechanism now has dropped. And then if a person gets afflicted, and they say, hey, what this person said was true. Meanwhile, it wasn't true. What had happened was this person's defense mechanism of the mind had dropped, and now his mind starts playing and working and working, and now he starts attracting those conditions, and then he thinks to himself that what that person had said was true. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أناس عن الكهان فقالوا ليسوا بشيء فقالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنهم يحدثون أحيانا بشيء فيكون حقا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلك الكلمة من الحق يخطفها الجني فيقرها في أذن وليه فيخلطون معها مئة كذبة متفق عليه وفي رواية للبخاري أن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الملائكة تنزل في العنان وهو السحاب فتذكر الأمر قضي في السماء فيسترق الشيطان السمع فيسمعه فيوحيه إلى الكهان فيكذبون معها مئة كذبة من عند أنفسهم. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shayateen, the jinnat, they would go up to the skies and they would listen to what the malaika was speaking. And then what they would do is they would take it and they would tell it and they would speak it and tell it to the fortune tellers, etc. And what they now would do is they would add lies to it. And when they would add lies to it, they would give the story like that. But when the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now they had been prevented from going up to the skies. So they could no longer go up to the skies. And what would happen is if they would try to steal, go up as much as they could and try and hear the discussion of the malaika, then they would now be hit with flames. What we normally see as shooting stars, it is actually hitting the shayateen that are trying to eavesdrop on the speech of the malaika, the discussion of the malaika. So they have been prevented. They also realized that their great event had occurred. There's a lot of tafsir of this explanation in the ayat of the Quran. But they had also understood and realized that some big event had occurred when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had been given nubuwat. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that some people asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about fortune tellers. So he replied, there is no truth to them. They said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they sometimes inform us of certain things which turn out to be true. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is a word of truth with the jinn picked up and then cast into the ear of his friend, and they, the fortune tellers, then polluted with 100 lies. As we explained, that now they would tell it to the fortune tellers, would now pollute it with 100 lies. In a narration of Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the angels descend to the clouds and discuss a matter which has been decided in the heavens. Shaitan eavesdrop when he hears it. He conveys it to the fortune tellers, who then pollute it with 100 lies from their side. The jinns, they would proceed to the heavens and eavesdrop on the conversation of the angels regarding matters which had been decreed in the heaven. They would then proceed to the fortune tellers and inform them of what they had heard. These fortune tellers would then add lies to it and convey it to people. After the Prophet or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the jinn were prevented from going up to the heavens by being pelted with a blazing flame. Therefore, Muslims are prohibited from going to fortune tellers, going to palm readers, going to astrologers, going to gypsies, going to horoscope readers and so forth, because they claim of having knowledge of the unseen, and because that knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of the unseen is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody has this knowledge. So therefore, to believe that somebody else also has this knowledge is incorrect. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the outset had warned us that we shouldn't go to these type of people. And Safiyyah binti Abi Ubaidin and Ba'd Azwajin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال من أتى عرافا فسأله عن شيء فصدقه لم تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما. هذا Safiyyah binti Abi Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anha relates from one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, one who goes to a diviner and asks him something and then he believes it, his salat will not be accepted for 40 days. Salat not being accepted for 40 days here means that the reward for the salat for 40 days will be lost. The salat will still be completed. The person would have completed that salat, but the reward for that salat, in other words, there won't be a need for him to make qaza of it anymore. But the reward for that salat for 40 days is lost. A diviner is, who is a diviner? A diviner is one who interprets certain signs and then comes to know of hidden matters such as the location of stolen goods. Learning or teaching such knowledge is prohibited. Believing in it destroys the rewards of righteous actions, since it is a form of shirk when a person equates the knowledge of people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the knowledge of the unseen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of clearing our mind from all these type of superstitions. Superstition is such a thing that when it affects the mind, it just weakens the mind and weakens the mind continuously to such an extent the person starts doubting every person. Even he starts doubting his own partner, he starts doubting his wife, he starts doubting his children, he starts doubting everybody. And many times marriages break up like this. Just recently one person came to explain to me that his marriage is on the rocks. Over 30 years this person is married. Why his marriage is on the rocks? Is that now suddenly his wife is doubting that he's doing something to the children, he's doing something to her, he's doing this, he's doing that. And he's saying that he's done absolutely nothing. But suddenly these doubts are coming. And the more you entertain these type of doubts, the more stronger those thoughts in the mind get. And the more weaker the resistance of the body becomes. And what happens now? It starts affecting you, it starts affecting the people around you. It's very, very hard to try and correct that after that when a person starts entertaining these doubts. So what a person should do is he should read Amantu Billahi wa Rusuli, that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He should say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He should say, no, there is no power, there is no might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't entertain these doubts, don't entertain any type of superstition. And then person, when he doesn't give it any attention, after a while these doubts stop coming to the mind. It's like the ulama give it like example, like a person that is moving on a highway and now there's dogs that are barking, the other cars that are moving. Now every time he's moving on the highway and there's dogs that are barking with the car going past, he doesn't stop to listen to the dog barking. He carries on. And like that, there's other cars that are going past. He doesn't stop to see every car that's going past. He just continues because he knows he's got a journey. Like that, as the person is going, there'll be doubts that are coming, but he doesn't stop to entertain doubt. He just gives it no attention and he moves on. After a while, that mind also won't pay any attention to any of these doubts. May Allah Pa'a give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.